Today, the Pinner Local team are privileged to interview Terry Farr of Friends Restaurant in Pinner. Terry, I'd just like to start by asking you, did you cook whilst you were growing up?
No. It's quite interesting, that, really, because, as I say, it's a lot of chefs are influenced by their mother or grandmother, but my mother only cooked, really, because she had to. I don't think she particularly enjoyed it, and sadly I think it showed. But
thank you. So what made you decide you'd become a catering professional?
Again, interesting, more about the time. It was I was working part-time down in a hotel kitchen down at Heathrow Airport, washing glasses just for extra money, and it appealed to me. To these guys were doing what I thought looked like creative work, which with hindsight probably wasn't, and having a jolly good time while they were doing it. But I obviously needed the money at that time. It was a long time ago.
And very fortuitous.
Yeah, really. I suppose in a way, yeah.
Thanks. So, how were you trained, and how difficult was your training?
The training itself, I don't think, was that difficult. I had a choice. The head chef down at Heathrow, I approached him and I said, how do I get into this? I'd done very well at school. I was quite academic, but I hated it, and I couldn't see myself doing all the things that all the other lads were doing. They were all going to be architects and bank managers and whatever, and I just didn't fancy that at all. Commercial art was one avenue, but I was told it was too difficult. But having seen this, I said to the chef, you know, how do I get in it? He said, you can either do an apprenticeship or go to college. So I decided, I ended up going to college after a bit of a disaster of an interview down in the Selsdon Park Hotel in Surrey. But I have to say, after going to Ealing, where I went, it was thoroughly enjoyable, and I learnt an awful lot. And if I could turn the clock back to any period of my life, it would be then.
So really, it was their loss and your gain that they didn't take you in the hotel.
Well, it wasn't so much that. I was offered it, and but it by public transport, it took me about half a day to get to the other side of London, and also he was a very dour old Frenchman, and a bit scary.
So you've already really answered this question. You would do it again?
I definitely would. It's a career which is very, very rewarding. I've made so many friends, both in and outside of the industry, through being involved in catering.
Thank you very much. So, why Pinner as the location for Friends Restaurant?
Again, that's another very interesting question, in that most of my career has been spent in the centre of London, and I decided, I was a director of a group of restaurants back in the time of the last recession, and when it all went pear-shaped, I thought, well, what do I do now? I was the father of two very young sons at the time, and Pinner was, I saw this restaurant for sale in Pinner, and it was only 5 minutes from where I lived in Ruislip at the time, and the place was very run down, which made it affordable, because the company I'd worked for had gone pear-shaped, as I say, and so there was no money available, so I was able to structure a deal, take it over, and build it up to what it is today.
Thank you very much. And I know a lot of people who use our website will be very interested in perhaps the best cooking tip that you have for a novice.
That's an easy one. Keep it simple.
Okay. And do you have a favourite gadget that you use?
I do. A corkscrew.
Sounds but, more like a wine gadget.
Yeah, but seriously, I wouldn't be without a food processor.
And leading on from that, you must have experienced some a number of incidents whilst you've been catering and so on. So what's the funniest one you've come across?
Well, in all the years I've been in this business, there's been lots. I mean, I almost want to say to you, too many to mention, but strangely, I just reminded myself of a particular incident which happened a good few years, well, many years ago, it wasn't here in Pinner, but I had a young French commis chef working for me, and we had a quiet night in the restaurant I was at the time, and I had him up on a ladder cleaning some shelves, the top shelves, and there were some old food colourings and things like that, and he was asking me what they were, and in one instance he'd opened one which was some dried green food colouring, and unusually it looks a bit like paprika or cayenne, and the one way that chefs distinguish between paprika and cayenne is by dipping your finger in it and dabbing it on your tongue, but he was doing this and found it had no taste, so he kept doing it, and eventually turned around and he said in a very strong French accent, "It's got no taste." But by which time, all the saliva and everything, he had all green froth all around his teeth, so it was mostly, and everybody else that saw it were actually in fits of laughter. So, but you know.
What was it, Terry?
It was green food colouring. Dry green food colouring is the same colour as either paprika or cayenne.
Gosh, well, we've learnt something today.
Yeah.
Now, let's have one of your secrets. What's your favourite recipe?
Again, that's I don't have one. I go through stages, and currently, I think, if I think about it seriously, there's a dish on the menu at the moment, which we created here at the restaurant, and it's a pan-fried haggis cake with a poached duck egg and whiskey sauce. And I think it's fantastic, and so do so many other people.
And so perhaps we ought to tell people, come along and just try it out and see whether...
Well, it's still on the menu at the moment, but probably not for too much longer, because it's a wintry dish. And the only reason it's still on the menu at the moment is because we've got a wedding reception this weekend, and the groom wanted it on the menu. It's his favourite dish, so...
So they better hurry.
Yes.
If they want to try.
Or we will do it by request.
And when you're accompanying the meal, what's the wine that you really choose?
Well, I'm a big fan. I like French wines. I'm a bit of a... I like classic French wines. But there's one wine in particular, one white wine in particular, if ever I see it on a wine list, I always order it. And it's a wine called Picpoul de Pinay. Lovely, crisp white wine from the south of France. Beautiful wine. It's not on our wine list, unfortunately, because none of my suppliers do it. But I might buy a case from somewhere and put it on. But and red wines, I love red Burgundy. A good Gevrey Chambertin. And I'm in heaven.
And I'm sure you've got some of those in the...
Yeah, we've got some, yes.
So... Obviously, you're a busy man, but when you get home, what do you like to eat then?
Well, I eat simple food. I mean, a lot of people seem to think that, if you're around this sort of food, this is what you eat all the time. I'd be even fatter than I already am if I ate this kind of food all the time. I do simple food at home. I do fast food, but when I cook fast food, it's good ingredients. You know, plain, simple piece of fish and some new potatoes and green salad or something like that, or... A nice sort of grilled chicken breast, just simple food, really. But as long as it's good, must be good.
Sounds good to me. And do you have a favourite cookbook?
Well, I'm not an avid reader of cookbooks, although I do have in the region of well over 200 cookery books in my collection. On my writing desk at home, never far away, is my copy of La Russe Gastronomique. I think that's a very, very important piece of kit to me.
Thanks. So, when you tear yourself away from work and the restaurant, what are your other interests, Terry?
Well, a lot of people who know me will know that I'm a great, great football fan. And which gives me a lot of grief locally, considering my team... Although they always finish in the top four, never seem to win anything. But apart from that, whenever I'm anywhere near the sea, I like to get on the sea and go and catch some fish, deep sea fishing. I love deep sea fishing. I love the fact that you never know what is going to be on the end of your hook. If you go trout fishing, you know you're going to get a trout, or if you're lucky. But I've caught all kinds of strange things out at sea. So that I like. And There are people who will also know that I love driving. I love little sports cars.
And I think you also have another activity. I think you're connected with Rotary.
Yes, I am. I'm very pleased to be a member of Rotary, actually. I really enjoy the camaraderie, and I love the things that Rotary do. I've always thought that if I had the time, the spare time, that I would like to do charitable work. I've enjoyed my life so far, and putting something back is one way. But doing it through Rotary, you have a blooming good laugh at the same time, and thoroughly enjoy the company of the people that are joining. And it's very good to be part of a Rotary club that's actually growing in numbers.
Terry, I'd like to thank you very much for giving us this insight into your life and the work at Friends, and we'd like to wish you all the best for the forthcoming year.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure.